When a woman gives birth, the Torah tells us that she's required to bring several korbanos, korban ola, korban chatas. What's interesting is that you would think that she would have to bring a korban toda, a korban of thanksgiving. Why is it that she gets off the hook and doesn't have to bring it? Now, why she brings a korban chatas is an important question also, but the idea behind that is that in all likelihood, in the pain and the suffering of giving birth, it's possible that she screamed out, "Ugh, I don't want this." And therefore, God says, well, a kid is a bracha, so you do need to recognize that you messed up, and therefore the korban chatas. But again, why is it that she doesn't bring a korban toda? Rabbi Riskin offers a beautiful explanation by taking a look at a story in Tanakh. If you look at the story of Eliyahu HaNavi, it's an amazing, amazing story. In short, Eliyahu HaNavi realizes that the Jewish people are sinning, and he says, like, enough, let's have a showdown. I'll go on one side, you'll bring your idol worshipping Nevi'im on the other side, and we'll have a dual korban. We'll see who could bring a korban with no fire, and whoever wins, obviously that will be symbolic that God, their God, is the right God. And so what happens? Eliyahu lets them go first. They're unsuccessful. And following their unsuccessful attempt at bringing a korban, he then goes and he davens to Hashem that Hashem should listen to him. And his korban is successfully accepted, and theirs is not. And all the people fall on their faces and they say, "Oh, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Elokim." We say it on Yom Kippur. Okay, amazing. But what's interesting is that the story really doesn't end there. Often we forget that there's the ending to the story. Eliyahu HaNavi runs away the next day, or that day. And the question is, why does he have to run away? And furthermore, more than just running away, it's why Izebel chases after him and says, "I'm going to kill him tomorrow." Why does she say, "I'm going to kill him tomorrow"? Why not kill him today? So Rabbi gives a beautiful explanation. He says that she understood human nature. Human nature is that it acknowledges right now what's going on, and it says, in this present moment, I get what's going on, and I realize that I can't mess around with it. Izebel knew that if she had killed Eliyahu on that day, the people would have gone nuts. Eliyahu, he's a savior. Wait till tomorrow, and the feelings will pass a little bit, and then you know what will happen? It'll be okay. If I kill him, no, there won't be any objection. Perhaps, says Rabbi Riskin, that's the understanding of why she brings a korban chatas and she does not bring a korban toda. The korban chatas is brought because there's a recognition in this present moment. She recognizes her frustrations with the process, her struggles with having a baby, and the pain that she endured. In that moment, she has to give a chatas. Toda, the recognition, the thanksgiving, that can only happen when she's in a different mindset. And she realizes what a gift this child is. At that point in time, then she could fully acknowledge the toda. It's also the reason why when you bring a korban toda, Rabbi Riskin says, you have to eat everything in one day. You don't get an extra day. Why? Perhaps for the very same reason. You need that message to be very clear to everyone. In my present state of mind, I could recognize the greatness. But if I wait till tomorrow, it's going to pass just a little bit. Don't want to take the chance of losing that feeling. And so, carpe diem, seize the moment. You have to do it when the moment is most ripe. If you're not ready yet, don't bring your toda then. And if you're going to bring it and it's going to last for more time than a day and the moment will be lost, similarly, you're going to lose out. Have a great day.